Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, Super Talk Eagle Hour. We're back on the air. Bob Getty, Kelly Center. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bank Corp studio here in Oak Grove, Mississippi, and we're glad you're with us. Opening segment of the show every day, sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Today, no different. That'd be a great weekend for some delicious brisket. You ever had their brisket, Kelly? Absolutely.
Yeah. Of course I have.
Brisket, you name it, man. They have great food at Dickey's Barbecue, and it is a great place to cater your next event, whether it be large or small. Be sure to tell the guys down at Dickey's, their friends at the Eagle Hour, said hello.
Get your tailgate orders in early this year, y'all, with Southern Miss being at home the first 3 weeks of the season.
Be a lot of Dickies out there on the campus.
For sure.
No question. All right, Travis Creel, baseball coach, going to join us a little later in the program. We're going to be talking about some, we've got some portal news we need to share with everybody, and we'll do that with Travis. We'll just hold that for the next segment. So brace yourself for this news. First, though, we want to talk, want to have a happy conversation. We want to talk volleyball with head volleyball coach Jenny Hazelwood. And, Coach, we're always happy to have you on the show, and I heard you and Kelly talking. You may not be playing right now, but you're plenty busy, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. This summer is always very full when it comes to recruiting, and then we've got camps and, of course, planning because we get started at the end of July. So it's just a full busy summer right now.
Now, I know, Coach, you've been scouring, you and your staff have been scouring Florida a lot the last month or so. Looking for recruits. Is that standard procedure, or is Florida a particular hotbed for volleyball players?
Well, in the summer, it's just the national tournaments. So AAU hosts a national championship tournament in Orlando every year, and then USA Volleyball has a national tournament. This year happens to be in Dallas, but that one moves around. The USA Volleyball Nationals moves around. So, yeah, we spend every summer this time just getting to see a bunch of athletes kind of all in one place when it's nationals, and so it's just a large group of high-level athletes that we get to go evaluate or, you know, spend time on the courts of players that we've heavily started recruiting once we're allowed to communicate with them. So summer stays pretty busy.
When you look at the academic calendar, the first two sports to really hit the ground running are volleyball and soccer on the women's side. You guys will open on Friday, August 29th, and you'll be at Stetson to take on the Hatters, Northern Illinois, and Lamar. And then you go to Houston Christian the next weekend before opening at home. So with you guys starting at the end of August, when will the young women report, and what are some of the first things you guys want to get to work on doing?
Yeah, well, we are now allowed to start our first practice on July 31st, which is the earliest that I can ever remember having started right for Division I volleyball. But, you know, it gives us a lot more time with our athletes. Typically, we have like 2 weeks of preseason before we start playing matches. And so the fact that now we get a little more time, that we're going a week earlier, it does help a ton. So, you know, that will be here before we know it. We're already in July, and we can start at the end of this month.
Now, Coach, I know it was a disappointing season last year, and at the end of the year, you always evaluate everything from personnel to staff to those sorts of things. So what are some things that are really distressing about what happened last year that you want to alleviate going into this year?
Yeah, I mean, there were a lot of things that we were building upon. At the end of the day, we were just very young. And the nice thing is we did not have much turnover as far as players that played going in the portal or anything like that. You know, the very little we had, we were able to then, you know, add players to our roster that will bring a lot of success for us. So, you know, but when you have a lot of sophomores, we had a lot of sophomores in our key positions, and that's just tough. I mean, to win in volleyball, you have to score points. You've got to be able to get kills. And, you know, just being younger, there's that learning curve of, I mean, you got to go for it even with the matches on, when the match is online. We lost 5 conference matches in the 5th set by 2 points, which is you had to win by 2. And so, like, it's a crazy number when you think about it, because then all of a sudden we could have been 10-5 in conference play, and they're looking a lot different. And so, you know, just bringing back all of that experience, I think, is going to be a huge asset alone. And then we've added some really good pieces in there too, with incoming freshmen and players transferring in. So you're gonna see a lot of familiar faces, but also some key pieces that I think are really going to propel us to that much of a higher level.
Coach, you got the word that Texas State is going to be leaving the league, and Texas State has always been formidable in volleyball. When they depart, when the Bobcats depart next year, what will it mean as far as the composition of the league goes, as far as level competition?
Texas State is, you know, top to bottom, a really strong athletic department in all of their sports, as far as I can tell. And so, you know, kudos to them. It seems like they've got a university president and athletic director that really just supports all of their sports. And, you know, it gives me so much pride in Southern Miss, because we have the same thing. We have a university president that supports athletics. We have an athletic director that supports all the programs. And I think that's what it takes to be elite. And so, you know, you see Texas State, you know, paving their path. And I know that means, hey, we've got a similar blueprint. And I think that Southern Miss is going to continue to just excel.
Coach, has high school volleyball developed to a point in Mississippi that is a fruitful recruiting ground for you?
Oh, absolutely. That's been one of the most positive changes, and I'd say the last 5-7 years or so, is that we have volleyball players from Mississippi, whether they stay in state or not. I mean, you have quite a few, my daughter included, that are at schools out of state. But then, you know, we've had players like Sonny Shepard go out of state to a Big 12 school and then come back. Mm-hmm. And, you know, his first team all conference in her, you know, her second year, really, she played very little that first year. So maybe she gets that redshirt year back if some of the rules and stuff allow. So, you know, just that's such a huge piece for us in general. And then we've been recruiting a number of players out of the high schools and in the club system in Mississippi. And that's been a very big asset, because it, like anywhere else, you have some players that want to be closer to home. They want their families to be able to come see them. They want all of that. And it has been harder in the past when you don't have that. And so you're recruiting from further away. And but now we have the benefit of, we have players choosing Southern Miss because they want to be close to home.
And what is the genesis of that in Mississippi? When did volleyball begin to surface, and how has it progressed over the last several years?
Well, high school volleyball wasn't instituted until the late 90s, and I know that seems like a long time ago to a lot of people, but that was late in the world of volleyball. Mm-hmm. And so, and then club volleyball, you have clubs on the coast that, you know, have excelled at a little bit faster rate, and then some up near Memphis kind of in the same boat. I mean, just because they're from, you know, bigger city areas or can draw from players like that. But Central Mississippi really was pretty stagnant, and I'm not aware of any Central Mississippi volleyball player that went on to play Division One. And then, you know, in 2016, actually, my husband and I was working for ESPN at the time, but my husband and I started a club in Central Mississippi. And now, I mean, the number of players playing college volleyball in general, not just Division I, but college volleyball, you know, but 16 players playing, 60 players playing in college, you know, since we started the club in 2016. And that's across all levels, but quite a few at Division I schools and a number of players at Power Four schools. And so, you know, just to see that growth in a short period of time, and college coaches, you know, they recruit out of our state now, and not just from the region, but, you know, from across the country. So, you know, it's been really cool to watch that develop, and, you know, just seeing these athletes having opportunities that, you know, maybe they wouldn't have had before. And, you know, I believe God puts you in the right place at the right time. And, you know, if you're open to letting him use you in whatever way. And I think that's just what we're seeing is, you know, just, I don't know, God's plan through all of this. And it's been really neat to watch.
All right, Coach, great catching up with you. Keep up the good work, and we'll get a little closer to the start of the season. We'll get back in touch. Is that good?
Yeah, sounds great. Thanks, Coach.
All right, thanks, Coach. Coach Jenny Hazelwood, everybody. Volleyball coach at Southern Miss. Going to switch gears, talk a little baseball. Got some portal news for you next.
And the portal closed yesterday, right?
The portal closed yesterday, and we have news. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Excuse me. Campus Bookmarts sponsors this segment of the program, campusbookmart.net. Great place to catch all your Southern Miss apparel, of course. Excuse me. And a great place to meet Miss Kathleen. If you haven't met her already, you'll enjoy that. Also, I want to thank Genesis of Hattiesburg. They're the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Their sedans and SUVs are the finest on the road today. You can visit the all-new Genesis showroom, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Well, the baseball transfer portal closed yesterday. We have got baseball coach Travis Creel on the show with us. He is in Hoover, Alabama. And, you know, as we've teased throughout the show, the portal has closed, and we do have some news regarding Southern Miss. And, Coach, we'll go ahead and break it to the listeners. It's really good news, isn't it? You guys, once again, you don't lose a major contributor off your team, do you?
No, yeah. It's been a good summer, and we had a feeling this was going to be the case. So, yeah, another year of retaining guys that we wanted to retain. And, you know, I think that's the key to being consistent is retention. So, you know, we're fortunate this year for sure.
Coach, 100% retention of your roster in 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. Only three straight years, three of the past 4 years, and you've really only lost ever one major player that I can think of. What's the secret? Because very, very few programs can say that, Travis.
Well, I think it's a couple things. One, I think it's a great place to play college baseball. You know, our fan base is great, our facilities are great, and the winning tradition. But, you know, I credit it mainly to just having relationships and how you treat people. You know, it's real, genuine relationships with our players and coaches and our players in the community. And, you know, you don't want to leave something somewhere that, you know, means a lot to you. So I just think having genuine relationships is probably the biggest key.
And I think it would be natural to have worried about a player maybe like a Davis Gillespie, who toward the end of the season didn't get much playing time, used to being on the field a lot. But obviously he's coming back. And as a coach, how do you approach a situation like that with a kid who maybe is used to playing, but toward the end of a year doesn't get a lot of playing time, kind of gets in a slump? Well, how do you approach that and keep a Davis Gillespie type of player enthusiastic and wanting to come back?
I think it's just a steady dose of communication. You know, I think where a lot of people go wrong, or, you know, if they're not playing good or they're not helping you, just quit talking to them about stuff. And, you know, me and Davis had conversations about, you know, his role daily. And he obviously knew he wasn't having the year that he wanted, but he also knows the potential he has and the things that he can do. And we expect him to come back next year and in the middle of order, just like he did the first half of this year. So there's no confidence lost in me with him. And you can say that for several guys on our team. So I just think it's the steady communication with it.
Coach Creel, I had a South Alabama fan call me and say, you know, with Southern Miss, quote unquote, not my words, but this fan's words, taking one of the players from South Al and taking a player from Louisiana. This fan says, you know, a lot of us in the league aren't really going to like you guys. I'm sure you're losing sleep over that.
Well, look, there's definitely programs out there who do things the wrong way. I can assure those people that we're not one of those programs. Once the player goes in the portal, you know, they're fair game. And they're good players, man. They're good players, and they fit needs for what we needed. And obviously, also, I had prior relationships with those kids. We recruited them in high school, too. So that helps as well. But, yeah, it's a crazy world, and I get it. It definitely is going to cause more rivalries just because there's going to be more and more of that, I would assume.
Yeah, I would. Bob, I don't know how our guys sleep at night knowing that some of these other fans aren't going to like us.
Broke my heart. Broke my heart, because we are a beloved baseball team around the league. There's no little.
That's right.
Little. Coach, you bring in two pitchers, one from Arizona State, one from Tennessee, and two, what we were told, were number three cold hitters for Louisiana and South Alabama. So you really benefited a lot from the portal, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. You know, I think it starts with retention, and then if you can retain everybody on your team, you got a pretty good idea of what your holes are, and you can kind of attack specifically. And, you know, we're never going to be a program that signs 10 to 12 guys in the portal. That's just not how we operate, not how we're going to do things. So we're really just trying to fill needs that we think we need, you know, in the summer for next fall, this time of year. So I think we kind of nailed it. I'm really excited to get all four of those guys on campus.
And Coach Creel, I'm not asking you to show your cards to us here in Radio Land, but as we get now 2 weeks away or so from the amateur draft, as each day goes by, you guys as a staff, I assume, are getting razor focused and know pretty much who you're probably going to lose and who may or may not stay. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, that's fair. You know, I think that's very fair. It's the point of year where we're pretty comfortable, and, you know, everybody has been talking with organizations, with their advisors, and, you know, the financial side of it is obviously the big part of getting, you know, where they want financially in order to accept it. So I think all those discussions have taken place, and we feel pretty comfortable about, you know, who's going to get drafted and who's not. And there may be a couple fringy ones, but the for sure ones we know.
We heard Jake Cook really dazzled him at the combine. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, he's just – I expect nothing less. He's a freak. I think, you know, any team we played this year, he was the fastest, most athletic guy on the field. And, you know, even he had a bit of a hammy for most of the year. And even with that, he was still flying around the field. So, yeah, he did really well. I think he broke the broad jump record by a good bit, and the 30-yard dash as well. So that certainly doesn't hurt his case to be a high pick.
Now, when you use the term fringy, I'm guessing what you mean by that is there could be both positive and negative surprises on amateur draft day or days because it's more than one day. The draft is conducted in a longer period of time. But positive and negative potential surprises?
Sure. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. They're really those, that, you know, 14th to 20th round type guys are always fringy. You don't know how much money the team's going to have left. The draft, you don't know how much money exactly the kid wants or what he would need to not come back and things like that. So we learned after 22, where we lost every fringy guy we could have possibly lost, that we need to cover ourselves and cover the program. And I think we did a good job of that this year. So even if we lose every guy with a possibility to get drafted, I think we've covered ourselves well to be successful.
Have players told you guys what number it would take to stay at Southern Miss?
It doesn't go that far.
Okay.
Are you talking about with the from our end or from the Major League team?
No, from if players go to you and say, "Hey, coach, I would really consider staying if I could get this much from Southern Miss." I wouldn't even.
No, it hadn't gotten to that, and I think and our program's done a good job of rewarding the guys that needed to be rewarded, and you know, all of our guys are. Our administration's done such a great job of putting us in a position to be successful that all of our guys are taken care of a lot better than they used to be. I mean, I was paying off student loans a year ago, and you know, I finished 12 years ago. So I don't think we'll be seeing any of that anymore, which is great for college baseball. I think a lot of it just has to do with the opportunity and how much money they can get professionally. On their decision to stay or not.
Yeah, and that really would set a sketchy precedent. I mean, if one player started asking you that, right. Then other players would do the same thing.
Right, right.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
All right, Coach, just about a minute and a half left. You hadn't been on the show with us since the College World Series. I got to ask you about the incident in the last game with the Coastal coaches getting tossed in the first inning. When you watch that, and now that you've had a chance to analyze it, what's your thought about all of that?
Well, I think Kevin Schnall nailed it in the press conference. I mean, for him to take two steps out of the dugout and not say a cuss word and get thrown out in the national championship game, it's a little thin-skinned for my liking. It's just crazy, man. Just you can't let that happen, in my opinion. No. Can't let that happen.
And Coach, there's just no way that doesn't have an effect on the team. Is that correct?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, the morale was taken away a little bit. And now the assistant coach, I get it. I mean, for whatever reason, you know, in college baseball, you say a word. I mean, I think Kevin Schnall said we're treated like second class citizens at times as assistants, and it's true. But as assistant, you know, yeah, you better keep your mouth shut. But for the head coach to get thrown out that quick. That was a little too quick for me.
Well, and in your career, you've never argued with an umpire, have you, Coach?
No, sir. No, I did not do that.
And I feel bad that I ruined his day, Bob, now knowing that some people from South Allen, Louisiana, are not going to like us.
Are you
going
to be able to recover from this, Coach, over the holidays?
I didn't. Yeah, I think I'll be okay. I think I'll be all right.
Always good visiting with you, Travis. We appreciate your time.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Happy 4th of July, Coach Creel and his wonderful family.
Boy,
yeah, he's heartbroken. Could you tell? That's just gnawing at his soul, isn't it, Kelly?
And I'll tell you, the worst part, in my opinion, the worst part of their job is doing what he's doing now, sitting in Hoover, Alabama, where it's probably heat index of about 120 degrees.
Right.
Periodic thunderstorm comes through. Makes the humidity even worse.
Right.
But that's finding future Eagles.
But what a job by this staff keeping their roster intact year in and year out. Pretty daggum amazing.
Key to consistency.
No question. We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Sorry to hear that Travis Creel is so heartbroken about what the fans at South Alabama and Louisiana are now going to think about the Southern Miss baseball program. Now, I'm going to worry about that the whole offseason, Kelly.
You keep stealing our players. We're not going to like you.
Yeah, I'm just going to worry about it. Like they like us now, right?
Poopy head.
So thanks to Travis, who's burning up in Hoover, Alabama right now.
And, literally, yeah.
Yeah, and volleyball coach Jenny Hazelwood, we appreciate them being on the show today. 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors this segment of the program. That'd be a great place to have lunch. Tomorrow would be a great time to have lunch. Any day is a good day for lunch at 4th Street Bar and Grill. And, man, it's good hearty food, and they get a big plate full of food. It's just really, really
hamburger good. Steak today. I think, yeah. And of course, your favorite day is Friday because the catfish gets rolled out.
Absolutely.
But they've got golden tee there. They've got the pool tables there, which there aren't a lot of places in Hattiesburg to be able to shoot a nice game of pool, but they've right. got them there at 4th Street for you.
Kelly will be doing a lot of work in his lawn and on his house this weekend, and undoubtedly he'll be going to MCS Home Center in Bellevue, 7329 US 98. Why do you choose MCS Home Center, Kelly, for your DIY projects?
Because if there's anything that you use in, on, or around your home, you will find it at MCS. And as far as me doing the work this weekend, I will be engaged, but I will be watching Ernesto.
You'll be the guy with the gin and tonic telling Ernesto that he missed that spot on the wall right
yes,
there.
Yes, that's correct. That's me.
That's you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Kelly will also, probably with those gin and tonics, have a couple of Mobay beignets. You can find them at 2902 Hardy Street. I did actually watch him one time eat key lime pie and drink beer.
I was going to say, I am the king of unique combinations.
That was a pretty damn unique one that day, I thought. And don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. You can hear this foolishness again if you don't have a life and would like to. It's on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Eagle Hour. And we do very much appreciate so many of you that tune in to our program every month by accessing our podcast. We're very grateful to you for that.
Now, Bob, I wanted to bring up something that we talked about with our friend Glenn Dyer from Golden Eagle Pride earlier this week about the perception that Coach Huff, our new football coach at Southern Miss, is going to be a little bit tight-fisted when it comes to making players and assistant coaches available to the media, which, let me be clear, perfectly within his right.
Right. And let me clarify one other thing. We're not talking about us. Per
right.
se. We're talking about the sports media in general.
That's correct. That's correct. And again, it is Coach Huff's privilege. He's the boss. He's our coach. And if indeed that is true, that there will be limited access, something that Glenn Dyer brought to my attention last night, which I think is really important that we at least mention. Now, remember that Coach Huff has coached under Nick Saban, and it's kind of from that Saban tree, if you will. Well, Nick Saban used to coach for Bill Belichick. And Saban, in different interviews, has said that his view of the media and interviews and access to players is a direct result of how Bill Belichick has rubbed off on him, being Saban. So Nick Saban's policy of limiting interviews from his coaching staff comes straight from that philosophy, as keeping information in-house and not revealing strategic details. Now, Saban himself, you know, has said this, that the importance of being tight-lipped with the media is important. And I'm quoting here now from Saban. I learned from Bill Belichick a long time ago, you don't want to give too much information about anything. Saban went on to say that practice access is limited and assistant coaches aren't allowed to conduct media interviews except for rare occasions like major bowl games. Now, why Saban says he limits coaches' interviews? Number one, he makes 3 points. Strategic control, reducing leaks about game plans, internal decisions, or player readiness. B, protects messaging, keeps interviews focused and on brand, minimizing off-the-cuff remarks that could wind up on a bulletin board somewhere if somebody says something they shouldn't have said. And C, fewer distractions. It prevents internal staff from devolving into unnecessary media attention. So when his assistants aren't being allowed to interview, again, this is Saban, It's less about personal preference and more about protecting the program's competitive edge and narrative control. So that's the way Saban has described why he prohibits assistant coaches except for major bowl games, and limits, you know, anyone other than him to be doing interviews or having access to the media. Again, we don't know for sure what to expect from Coach Huff this fall, but it's kind of been intimated that there's not going to be near as much access to players and coaches as there has been in the past. And again, that is perfectly within his right. He's the boss. It is his football program.
You've got an interesting guest you booked that we're going to have on the show later this month. It's going to be really interesting to get his perspective, and that's Jay Hobson.
Jay Hobson will be here on Monday, July 14th, the former Southern Miss head coach. He's been at Mississippi State. He's been at South Alabama, back in the Hattiesburg area, and he's going to talk with us about a lot of things from his days at Southern Miss.
As I remember Coach Hobson when he was here, now Coach Hobson didn't do a ton of one-on-one interviews himself, but he did. He had a pretty open door policy about players and assistants and, you know, members of his staff being available to the media. Is that how you remember it?
I do. And the thing that I'm looking most forward to in talking with Jay on July 14th is there was a lot of rumors running rampant about the whole offensive coordinator situation with Art Briles maybe coming from Baylor, and that, you know, was the president that maybe put the kibosh on that. So we want to get, you know, talk to Jay to whatever degree he's comfortable sharing as to what actually went down there and what actually went down that led to his decision to leave, you know, midseason.
And he did indicate to you from what you said that he's pretty open to talking about anything we want to talk about, right?
We'll see that day.
Yeah, he had a lot going on in his personal life.
He did.
A lot of tragedy in his personal life took place within a year of the time that Coach Hobson stepped aside.
Yeah, and I'm going back to the point about Saban and potentially Coach Huff, again, you guys, we're not criticizing Coach Huff. We've acknowledged it's his team and he can do what he wants. But we've been kind of spoiled, admittedly. We've been kind of spoiled with access to players and coaches, but we are going to have to maybe kind of learn to pivot and work some other way of bringing you as much football coverage as we can in the upcoming season.
And we're not whining or complaining.
Right.
We're certainly not going to shy away from discussing realities.
And sure.
The reality is it does appear that this situation will be far different than what, and I want to emphasize, all of the media has experienced over the last several years with football, and pretty much as far back as this show's been on the air, which is 10 years, with all the sports at Southern Miss. We've had the most accessible coaching staffs, plural, and the most access to athletes that anybody could ever ask for.
Sometimes, regardless of the sport, coaches would call us and say, hey, I'd like to come on next week. I got that I want to share this with our fans and season ticket holders and things
time
like that.
Time will tell. So, we'll see.
Yeah.
We got a long summer in front of us right now, so we'll see.
But it'll be here before you know it, Bob.
A media day's just around the corner, isn't it?
It is. In fact, it'll be wrapping up 3 weeks from today. It'll be
so. Will the big story be the Texas State deal? I mean, what do you think will be the big story there?
With Keith Gill, the commissioner, that will be the first three or four items on the list. Is okay. It's already been determined that the Bobcats are leaving. So what do you do next, if anything? Mm-hmm. And I think he will probably get sick of that question by the end of the day. As far as Coach Huff and whatever players that he decides to bring, I'm sure the exodus of Marshall players coming to Hattiesburg, I'm sure that will, you know, that will come up. And then what really to expect, since if he's going to be the main communicator and the main message deliverer for Southern Miss, what can fans expect this year? But, Bob, it's really going to start. We talk about a 6-6 season, and I think we may be underselling this team a little bit because we've been burned in the past by being so optimistic.
Well, it's just hard to predict though because it's such a different team.
Normally, that's true, but here's the point that I wanted to make with that. I'm glad you said it. You got Braylon Braxton, who is a stud quarterback, and it's all about who your quarterback is. Mm-hmm. from the, and again, going back to peewees and youth, if you don't have a good quarterback, you don't have a chance. But if you've got a good one, the rest of the team can be mediocre and you can still win.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at the staffs and the lineups and rosters of these other teams, there isn't anybody that you're going to be afraid of or trembling when you look at that roster. So maybe we have undersold this team a little bit. Time will tell, but it should be fun, especially with those first three games of Mississippi State, Jackson State, and App State, coming to town.
Which is not going to be easy.
No, for sure not.
It's not going to be easy.
No.
All right, we'll be back. Wrap up this edition of the show right next.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Welcome back to the show. DBAT sponsors this segment of our program. Great place now for some summer camp. So you can check out their website, DBAT. They're located on Hardy Street, state-of-the-art facility. Lots for kids to do all summer long at DBAT. Take advantage of this wonderful facility that we have here in Hattiesburg right there on Hardy Street.
And I can recommend too, Bob, to travel coaches who are worried about these 4 o'clock thunderstorms that seem to roll in here in the summertime. Look, go to DBAT, get a deal going with them to where you can bring your team into the batting cages. So it doesn't matter whether it's raining outside. Just
Correct.
Have your practice at DBAT, at least get some hitting in their air conditioned facility. Then when those 4 o'clock thunderstorms roll around, you don't have to cancel practice.
Right. And when you're out and about, don't forget to go by Be Quick. They're celebrating their 60th anniversary. You can find them at the corner of 98 and Hegwood Road by the Optimus Park. Ask for a free Buffalo decal. They'll place it on the back of your vehicle. Spotters will be looking for the decals, and you can visit your Be Quick to see if your vehicle has been spotted. If it is, you could win one of 4 great grand prizes: a Saints football experience, a Mossy Oak shopping spree, a Royal Caribbean cruise for 4. I'm in on that one. Or a Biloxi offshore fishing trip. They're proud supporters of Southern Miss. I wonder if that Saints football experience might be actually seeing them get a first down this year.
I was going to go so far as to say a win, but that would be pushing it maybe a little bit too much. I don't know.
That's going to be a long fall for the Saints.
But you talked about spotted or being spotted or whatever. I'm thinking, since we don't have a show on July 4th,
correct.
Scoop, I'm thinking of going over to the ATL to the Spotted Trotter and hanging out there with Bebo and Squawg and the rest of the guys over there.
Sure? You and Bunny hadn't been together in a while, have you?
Well, Bad Bunny's on tour.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
You know that, right?
So, well, I normally hang out backstage, you know?
Yeah. And you, for those that may not know, Kelly's also a Swiftie, and he's a big, big fan of Taylor Swift, aren't you?
Not exactly. I admire her talent, but I wouldn't say that I'm a fan. I don't think honestly, Bob, I could name a single song that she's done.
Well, you know, I saw out here in the parking lot the other day, there was a dog that someone had left in their car when they went in to shop, and there was a sign in the window, and the animal was looking out the window, and it said, The air conditioner's running, and I do have water, but please break the glass. They left Taylor Swift playing, so it made me think of you.
Oh, well, thank you. You're very kind. Very kind indeed. But we're not only not going to have a show on the 4th, but July 10th, we're not going to have a show either.
That's right. Super Talk's very involved with the Palmer Home for Children up in North Mississippi. It's a great, great facility that provides badly needed homes and structures for children. It's, again, hard to believe that don't have that from their natural parents. And Super Talk will be broadcasting all day on that date. From there, we encourage you to tune in and do whatever you can. I mean, a $10 contribution is just as valuable as a $10,000 contribution.
And if you didn't happen to hear this show live, how might I be able to listen to it later?
Oh, you could go to the podcast, Kelly, on Apple.
I thought you had a Joe Biden moment there.
Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, or YouTube. And everybody but Kelly can ask Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk. Is there any progress in that regard?
No, I've given up.
I heard that at your house, Alexa actually unplugs herself.
Yeah, I don't have much success with asking or telling women anything. You know, I just can't get them to listen or do anything.
All right, lots of great 4th of July celebrations coming up. Tomorrow night, they have the dual fireworks display at Bobby Chain Park and at the Pedal Park right there on the Leaf River. That's really something to see. I'm going to be taking my grandchildren to that. And then Friday night, tomorrow's Thursday night, Friday night, you can go out to Paul B. Johnson State Park, and the state puts on a big fireworks display over the lake. I haven't ever been to that, but we're going to go to that. That should be a nice setting there, don't you think?
Yes. It's great, great family outing, great atmosphere. Pedal and Hattiesburg, I think it's kind of cool that they're doing that together, the fireworks on the river. Mm-hmm. And it makes perfect sense. And you got plenty of space to bring your lawn chairs and spread out and good vantage points from a lot of different areas. And I actually saw Towns and May.
They just walked in the building.
Yeah, yes, your grandchildren.
They're in here for their summer vacation, as they like to call it. And one quick public service announcement about the 4th of July. Obviously, be careful with fireworks. And we want everyone to have a great time. And part of the American tradition is shooting off fireworks. And we all recognize that. But please, parents, please, when it gets to be 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning in the neighborhood and not really know where you're at, but your children are still out in the street shooting off fireworks in the wee hours of the morning. Kelly, am I the only one? This isn't one of those get off my lawn moments, but I'm the only one that thinks maybe there comes a time to draw it to a conclusion.
I think even people that aren't big fireworks fans are cool with it for a couple of days.
Well, sure.
As long as you will respect the fact that, you know, some people have to go to work or want to get to sleep by midnight.
Absolutely.
So, and a lot of people, too, if you're a dog lover, dogs generally do not like fireworks. They're scared of them, and so they don't know how to act lots of times. So limit your fireworks displays going up in the air and stop at a reasonable hour.
And be careful with them, because every year somebody gets injured. And, you know, they are fireworks, and they can hurt you. So we don't want anybody hurt on the 4th of July. But we do want to celebrate our awesome, wonderful country on the 4th of July, right, Kelly?
Amen. Looking forward to it.
All right. We have one more show before we get to that, and we're going to do our best to make it a good one for you. Thanks for listening, everybody. Southern Miss.
To the top.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. I wanna fly like an eagle to the sea.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.